It's a pretty good day.
Paula Nunez on the right is a child care worker in Washington. Until recently, she lived with her mother, but she decided it was time to move out and get her own apartment. She quickly learned there were few housing options for someone living on her modest salary.
It's so expensive. Like, they had an ad. They were renting it by rooms, and each room was going for $800. 8-bedroom. So that's ridiculous. I mean, you have to share everything else with someone else. You have no privacy, really.
Nunez is not alone. Her salary is just above the median income of $25,000 in the city. Kara Fitzgerald is with Jubilee Housing, a private organization that provides affordable housing to low-income residents in Washington.
Rent in the country is considered affordable when it's 30% of a household's income. Two out of every five families and households in Washington, D.C. pay more than that, so they're living in affordable housing.
Here's my bathroom.
Another group, the National Low-Income Housing Coalition, reports that for every 100 households in Washington living on $25,000 a year, there are only 40 affordable housing units.
My youngest niece.
Nunez got an apartment through Jubilee Housing, which subsidizes her rent. Housing advocates say the lack of affordable housing is a nationwide crisis. Sheila Crowley is president of the National Low-Income Housing Coalition.
The demand for rental housing has gone up, and without a significant increase in the supply, and so rents are going up across the country. And that means that the poorest people are further squeezed by the foreclosure crisis.
Crowley says the most vulnerable end up on the streets. Others live with family members or in substandard housing. Paula Nunez looked at several apartments before finding a place to live.
And the ones that I was somewhat able to afford, they were places that I would not want to live in. The conditions were terrible.
The National Low-Income Housing Coalition suggests changing the tax code for home mortgage interest deductions to finance low-income housing. Again, Sheila Crowley.
When you do that, you save $30 billion a year. And if you put $30 billion a year into building and operating housing for low-income people, you would solve the housing problem in the United States.
Nunez is thankful for the assistance she receives and says affordable housing should be more of a priority for the nation. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.